Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. I have a very, very special guest. My homegirl Leah. We go way back. She's my special guest, and I want her to introduce herself.
Hi guys, I am Leah. I am the CEO of Kashima Jewels. Yeah, my real name is Felia Hayes, but I'd rather everybody call me Leah. It just makes everything a lot more simple. So I've been doing this for about 2 years now.
And I just want to thank you for allowing, you know, me to have you on my platform. It means a lot. For my listeners, you guys know I haven't done an interview in a while. But once I reconnected with my homegirl, I just had to because she has these beautiful pieces. And with your business, I want to just start off by asking you really quickly, what gave you the idea to start this? What was your motivation to start creating jewelry?
Well, it happened during the time of me going through a lot of obstacles. I was trying to find myself, and within that time of me finding myself, that's when I stumbled across jewelry making, copper wire wrapping to be precise. I was looking on YouTube, just trying to find, you know, different things to busy up my time within me trying to find myself. And this was something that really ended up meaning a lot to me because it helped me through that time. It helped me heal because I learned a lot about just copper and the benefits that it has as far as, you know, your energy and how it can keep energy just charging through you. And it was really helpful because that was the time I got diagnosed with epilepsy. So it was a lot going on. But long story less long, it helped me through a very hard time of my life, and then it just became my baby, and it grew from then.
And I'm gonna double back on that, but it was something that you said. I feel like, you know, we should touch base on when you said that, you know, you were in this time where you were finding yourself and stuff like that. I feel like as young women, especially young Black women, we have to eventually have that face-to-face with ourselves to really start understanding and realizing our worth.
That's right. Because it goes really deep.
It does. And I always, like, even from my very first podcast, this is nothing against anyone. Like, I just speak my honest opinion, you know. It's important because us being so strong as women already, Black women at that, and women in general, once you really have that face-to-face realization, it's like it comes on, like all of these great creative ideas just start to like fall upon your lap, and it shows how much you're worth. Like, it just shows, like, okay, well, I thought that I could do this, that, and that, but I could do that, and then some, and then some more, and then some more.
Exactly. And it's just empowering when you get a chance to do that.
So I just wanted to...
A lot of us don't take that time.
And I just had to, like, really, like, just double back really quickly with that because I just wanted that to come out.
Yes.
Also, so... You said you started it 2 years ago. It was something that was helping you. And when did you decide that, okay, you know what? I'm going to start doing the branding for this. This is what I want to do. Like, I want to sell it because you started it as like a hobby for yourself to help you. So when did you make that bossed up, you know, decision?
So I made that decision when it started really bringing me income. And not even just did it start bringing me income, but a lot of people was telling me that a lot of my pieces or pendants helped them through time. So, and I was always someone that loved to help people. So being that not only is the feedback, well, feedback from people telling me it's helping them, but it's making me money as well. And I actually really love doing it. Like, I get joy from making my jewelry. So it was only right. Why not turn this into something that could really be booming? If it's something I love, I can make money from it, and then it helps people as well. Why not?
And that's a beautiful thing, especially when you know that you're genuinely helping people.
Right.
You know? So it's like the best of both worlds. And in the midst of that, because anyone that's an entrepreneur, anyone that is trying to pursue that, you know, sometimes they think that things come easy. But as far as starting a business and stuff, what are some obstacles that you faced during that time where you're like, okay, you know what? This is what I want to do, but this might be a little bit hard. How am I going to, you know, finesse this to make it work? Because you always have to have, like, a business plan, right. A strategy. Right. So mm-hmm. What is something that you could kind of touch base on? Because I do have young listeners, and right. I want them to, because I always say, sky is the limit and then some.
Exactly.
So just touch on that for me, please.
So Leah. Some obstacles, the main obstacle really is just getting past yourself and the constant fear that you're going to have and the constant doubts that you're going to have. So like those three obstacles, those right there are the biggest obstacles alone, because you're going to constantly go back and forth with yourself. When one day your business seems to be booming, you're getting a lot of attention, you're making a bunch of sales, and you're getting a lot of like messages and DMs. And then there's some days or some even weeks where you're not getting any of that. It's slowing down. You're not getting any attention from it anymore. Nobody's contacting you anymore. So it gets you a little bit doubtful, because now you're getting scared. Because all right, this seemed like a good thing to do, but it's not hitting like it was a couple of weeks ago. I would say during that time when you feel like your business is not booming like it was a couple of weeks ago or before, think of something else that you can add on to your line, whatever it is that you're doing. I started off with making pendants, and then when the pendants started slowing down, I started making rings, I started making earrings, I started making hair accessories. So always within your fear, find a strength and motivate from that, because that is going to be constant. That's going to be your constant obstacle.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. Because it is scary, like dead ass. It really is scary, because it's just like, you know, individuals in general, like mm-hmm. we're our biggest critics.
Yeah.
So it's, of course, that fear is like, oh my God, you know, are they going to like it? Are they going to want more? But
right.
The same confidence you have when you know you're making it, you know you're making something that's really nice, you got to kind of like bring that out even more. Even yeah. if you don't necessarily feel it in the moment, you got to bring right. it out. And that's with anything that you do. And I'm so happy that I have you on this episode, because it's just, my phone is going off. This is so ghetto. I mean, my watch. Oh my God. But it's just because I'm all about women empowerment. And there's people right. that say that, but that's not really what the case is.
Right.
And seeing my people and stuff like that actually doing what they love to do and it's prospering, I don't see why not. Like, it was no reason for me not to be like, oh my God, Leah can't be on my podcast. Like, I'm going to ask her. Like, if she's shy, I'm going to just be like, Leah, you could do it, because it's nothing. Like,
it's right, nothing. And you know me.
It's nothing. Like, I was just, like, so happy to see what you was doing. And it's different, you know? It's yeah. unique. I really, really like that. I really like that. And as far as, like, networking and mm-hmm. coming to terms with, like, other people who are interested in the same thing that you're doing, or they might be doing something similar, how do you mm-hmm. go about, like, networking? How do you go about, you know, just introducing your products to other people that might have similar items and stuff like that, where you guys are able to build?
Well, it's actually, it's funny, because this, within this jewelry making business, they're actually very open, and they're very nice women that I came to encounter within this. We all pretty much support each other. There are some people that Like, I'll ask them certain things, like what type of copper they're used. And we feed off of each other. And we always promote each other because, yeah, we may be doing the same things, but we all do it differently. Mm-hmm. None of us do it exactly the same way. We all got a different touch, so to speak. So that's one thing that it never bothers me because I don't ever feel like, oh, I have to beat her, so I can't share her stuff because she does the same as mine. And what if my customers go to her? I don't think that way because it's money to be made for all of us. And we all have our different techniques. We all have our different touches and different ways of how we make our jewelry. So it's never a competition. It's more so just uplifting each other and supporting each other.
That's nice. That's like really dope. And also too, you're right, because everyone has their own lens. Everyone has their own view on things. That's why when I said, you know, people that do the same thing that you do or similar to it. Because like you said, you can have two people wearing the same outfit. One is always going to wear it better though. Or one you're going to always see, or somebody is always going to be different in the sense of sprucing it up. Like your personality speaks out in your content, the things that you're doing, your products, your services. It's your personality. Right. It just reeks out. And it's just so amazing. Like, I just be like so inspired about like the amount of stuff that I see people doing and how they're doing it and stuff like that. And it's just so inspiring.
That's true. And I feel the same about you as girl. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
We go back.
Yes, we do, like Cadillacs.
And four. I cannot.
You started me up.
It's just so crazy. And here we are. We've come a long way.
We have.
We've come a long way from Ray and Nephew Jello shots.
Oof. Lord. I don't even like to think of those.
Listen. That night was so crazy. As you guys can see, we have major, major history.
Major history.
Major.
Laying that yellow shots. And I think that was the last time I dressed up for like any type of anything. Halloween, yeah.
Really?
That was the last time, yeah.
We were so young then, too.
For real, and you know, I didn't realize until time really went by. And I was like, oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was like a minute ago. Like, we were young. But the good thing about, you know, being able to sit and reminisce and stuff like that is also, and being a little older, is that wisdom, though. That shit, I'm so glad that shit started kicking in. Yeah, that wisdom, though.
Because, listen, I could not have been making the same mistakes as I was before.
That wisdom, it hits different when you're at a certain age.
It does. It truly does. And then you're able to look back at things and really learn from the mistakes that you've made.
Exactly.
And you're able to better, like, own up to the things that was your fault. You understand what I'm saying?
Because taking accountability is something that it's not easy for anyone to do, but if you know it comes to a time when you're faced with certain things, you just gotta chomp it up.
Exactly.
But again, that comes with growth, that comes with wisdom, because
a lot of people have a hard time doing that.
Yes, they do, because it's ignorance, you know? It's ignorance. And it's just so crazy because it's like the time that you're trying to be focusing on all this ignorant shit, you could really be networking and really like building, putting ideas together and making shit go. So that's just where I'm at with it. Before like we even like close up or anything like that, I always have my guests always put out like a little motivational message. Like I said, I have younger listeners, but I also have older listeners too. But it's just one of those things where I love my guests to just get everything of how they're feeling and just be transparent, vulnerable, and open to the audience, where you can just speak a word of, you know, wisdom, like a message of wisdom.
Okay. So I would, all right. So my best word of wisdom to say would be, always remember that no matter what, it is you versus you. You're always going to be your biggest competition. Always try to be better than you were the day before. Just always continue to improve yourself and gain knowledge as you go, because gaining knowledge and just improving yourself, that's what it comes down to when it's within life and within business. So just continue to do that. It's you versus you always.
And y'all heard it here. So Leah, please put all your social media out there. Where can they find you? Where can they purchase your jewelry? Get in your bag, sis.
All right.
Get in your bag, sis.
So you guys can find me on Instagram at Kashima Jewels. That's K-A-S-H-I-M-A_Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-S. Because I know, you know, some people have a hard time spelling, so I'm going to just help y'all out with that. But, you know, follow my page. My regular page is Natural Lee. It's _natural_Lee. I feel like that's self-explanatory. Y'all got that. So, yeah. Follow me. Add me on Instagram. Help us sis out.
And that's just that. Like,
That's just that.
It was so funny when I was like, get in your bag. And you was like, yes. I'm like, all right. Like, we go back like that. Like, what is you talking about? Nah. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Life.
Oh, man.
This was great. Like, this was great. And, you know.
Really awesome. I'm glad you had me.
Of course. And I'm definitely begging you to be on another episode, because this, I really wanted you to come on this platform, because I really wanted, you know, my audience to be introduced to what you have going on and stuff like that. But I also have other segments where I'm just sitting and talking about general topics. And it's just like one of those things, like, you know, we know how to detect the fuckboy from like 18,000 quadrillion miles away. We need to, like, you know, like, we're older now. So we really got to, like, put the younger listeners, the younger females, we got to really, like, pour y'all a drink on stuff, because.
Absolutely. We got to empower our next generation.
Yeah, it's true. It is so true. And that's why I said it's really important. Of course.
Yes. You know I'm coming back. I'm going to be back.
All right. So y'all heard it. She's coming back. So stay tuned for that. But yes, on a serious note, it really meant a lot to have you on this segment. Like I said before, you know, we've come a long way. We have a lot of history. And we've had a lot of good times. We used to party a lot.
Yeah.
We used to party a lot. Oh, my God.
A lot.
We go back when I really used to do music, for real. That's crazy. Like, I just be playing with it now. That's crazy. You would be in the studio with me for hours.
Yeah, facts. Having a ball, too.
Oh, and also, she gets on the mic, too. Don't even.
I do.
Talk your shit, sis.
I do little notes here and there. You know what I mean? A little singing here and there. So if y'all need, you know, some vocals on your tracks, I got you for that too. Hit me on Kashima Jewels for that. DM me, you know.
Okay. But this was Talk with Torch. This was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.